Good evening, everyone. Can everybody hear me in the back? Amen. Y'all look so lovely tonight. Y'all are jewels, amen. I'm going to open in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight once again. We thank you for allowing us to be here tonight, Father God, for setting this night apart for your women, my God, to learn, Father, the things that you have for us, my God, the many places that you're going to take us, the many callings upon our lives, my God, the things that only you can reveal to us, Father. And we give this over to you once again, my God. We ask that you would speak to us. Use me, Father God, to convey your message, my God. And we just thank you for each and every woman here tonight, Father. If there's anything that anyone is going through, my God, we pray, Lord, that you would just use me to minister to those areas, my God. We love you, we thank you, and we give this all to you in Jesus' name. Amen. How's everyone doing tonight? Can I get a smile out of everyone and see those pearly white teeth? Amen. So the title of my message is The Woman Who Fears the Lord. We're going to, tonight our main reading is going to be all in Proverbs. So if you want to turn to Proverbs 31, I'll give you a minute to get there. When you're there, say amen. I might have you guys home by 8 o'clock. Just kidding. get home in time to get some good night's sleep. Okay, so my opening scripture is Proverbs 31:10, like we heard, our topic for the night. An excellent wife who can find? She is far more precious than jewels. And I wanted to look up the word excellent, just to see exactly what it means. So the word excellent in Proverbs 31 is derived from the Hebrew word lama hayil. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. The root of this word defines this woman as a strong and confident woman, a woman of substance. So I looked up substance. Substance means she is a woman of power, a woman of positive influence. She is a rare jewel and a gift from God. Amen? So how many of us are women of substance? Are we positive women? Are we women of influence? Are we women that are gifts from God? Amen? So all of these characteristics are what makes up a Proverbs 31 woman. And all of us are Proverbs 31 women. Amen? Even if you don't think you are, even if deep down inside you're fighting it, we are all Proverbs 31 women. Amen? So let's look at some characteristics of a woman who fears the Lord. If you're taking notes. Number one, she is trustworthy. So like I said, we're going to be reading out of Proverbs. So Proverbs 31:11 says, the heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain. So she's a dependable woman. She's trustworthy. Her leaders can depend on her. Her husband can depend on her. She's there when there's a need. She's there when things are going down. She's trustworthy, amen? And that's what we need to be. We need to be women that are trustworthy. Can our leaders depend on us when they call upon us? They're not asking us to be yes women, but we do need to say yes. We do need to be available. We do need to be trustworthy. Can our pastor's wife trust us when they're away? Can they trust us to make sure that we're here on time, we're at our post, we're posted where we need to be, we're doing what we need to be doing? Amen? For those that are married, can our husbands trust us? You know, I saw a post yesterday and it said, show me a woman that can leave her phone unlocked and open for her husband to see. You know, do we have hidden secrets? Are those things that hidden agendas that we have? Or can our husband trust us? Can our husband know that when we say we're going to be somewhere, we're going to be there? We don't have these little hidden agendas. We don't have these secret things because our husbands can trust us. Our children can trust us. And we say we're going to be somewhere, we're going to do something. We're not going to just say to appease, but we need to be women that are trustworthy, amen? We need to let our yeses be yes and our noes be no. If you say yes, I'm going to do something, we need to be committed and follow through and not just say yes just to appease someone and, oh, okay, yeah, I'll do it. But we actually follow through and do what we say we're going to do. And if we can't, let our noes be noes. Don't take everything on just because you want to look good in front of everyone, but let our yes be yes and our noes be no. Amen. Number two, she is hardworking. In Proverbs 31:15, she rises while yet it is yet night and provides food for her household. She makes good use of her time. She doesn't let idleness be her buddy. She does what needs to be done. Her household is taken care of. Her children are taken care of. Her husband is taken care of. She's not a slave to her husband, and, you know, she makes sure that everything is taken care of for her husband so he can do what he needs to do. You know, my grandma was a really good example of a woman that took care of her husband. She made sure that the house was clean, dishes was washed, laundry was taken care of, and dinner was on the table. And it wasn't because he demanded it or he expected it, but because she loved her husband to take care of him. And I do the same thing for my husband. When he used to work and I would stay home, he would have dinner on the table when he got home every day because he was hardworking and I want to take care of my husband. And these kind of things, we want to be hardworking women. When it's time to work, we need to put our hands to the plow and do what needs to be done. When it's time to come together and do things for the church, we need to come together as women and band together and take care of the things of the church. Are the women's home the only ones that come and clean and take care of things, or do we all come and support them? When things need to be set up, do we all come and set up, or do we just leave it for the men's home to take care of? When people are hurting, is it just the leadership's responsibility, or do we all take responsibility? Amen? We need to be hardworking women. We can't be afraid to roll our sleeves up and get our hands dirty. We can't be afraid to get a little sweaty. Amen? We all have to work together in one unit. Okay, sorry. Number three. She gives to those in need. Proverbs 31:20. She opens her hand to the poor and reaches out her hand to the needy. She gives to those in need. You know, when it's in the power of us to do something for someone else, do we hold on to it with a tight fist because we're afraid that we're never going to get something else? Or do we give out? Because God is going to bless you if you do. God is going to meet your needs. Are we showing our children that you know, it's mine, all mine, I'm just going to hold on to everything, just take it all to my grave, just bury it all with me? Are we going to give out? Are we going to make sure that others are taken care of? Amen? She doesn't withhold if it's within the power to give to her. Even if it's your last dime, give out to those. God is going to meet your needs. Amen? Number four, she has great strength. Proverbs 31:20-21. She is not afraid of the snow for her household are clothed in scarlet. So she's not afraid. We need to be women that are not afraid. We need women to step out in faith. Do you have any idea how scary it is to stand up here? This is a very scary position. This is a scary place to be. This is like, oh, this is, because this is sacred. This is not a joke. This is something that we need to not take lightly. And we need to step out in faith. We need to step out knowing that God's going to meet us. Step out knowing that no matter what, we're stepping out in faith. We can't be afraid of the unknown. God's going to meet us there. She doesn't, you know, even though we are afraid, when we step out in faith, we're surprised at what we can do. Amen. Like Sister Marsha, I know that she was going through things, trembling up here, but she did an awesome job. Amen? When we step out in faith and we step out and meet God, God's right there to meet us. God is going to meet us there, and He's going to bless, and He's going to show you that you can do far more than what you think you can do. Amen? Number five, she is confident. Proverbs 31:23. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders in the land. We need to be women that are confident. But we're not confident in ourselves because we can't do a whole lot. We need to be confident in God. We need to know that our husbands can trust us and that we're taking care of things, and he has confidence in us. Amen? We need to know that we step out and not walk in pride, but knowing who we are in God, knowing that we are daughters of the Most High, knowing we are precious jewels of God. Amen. So we have to walk in that confidence. We can't hang our heads and say, you know, I was this or you know, I came from this. But we are overcomers. We're confident because God has called us. God has called us to do so many great things. God has called us to be those confident women, those women of God. Amen? Number 6, she walks in wisdom. Proverbs 31:26. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of her kindness is on her tongue. She speaks truth. When we speak, what comes out of our mouths? Is it gossip? Is it slander? Is it negativity? Is it putting each other down? Or is it lifting one another? Is it encouraging one another? Is it speaking life over our sisters? Or is it, are we tearing each other down with our tongues? Are we speaking ill against our sisters? Are we coming in negative agreement with one another? We need to be women that speak in wisdom, speak the truth, speak the word of God. Amen. You know, we can't come in that negative agreement. We can't come together and bring each other down, but we need to uplift one another, encourage one another. When someone is going through something, are you there for them? Are you giving them even just a little text saying, I was thinking about you, I'm praying for you, you know, I love you, I miss you, just something. We need to reach out to those that aren't here. Amen? Okay, number 7. She is nurturing. Proverbs 31:27. She looks well in the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. She takes care of the needs of her family. She makes sure that our kids aren't looking all ragtag going to school. Even though some of the clothes that kids buy look kind of ragtag anyways, but they're clean. Amen. She makes sure that her household is in order. Her husband is taken care of. You know, the bills are paid. Amen. You know, she's nurturing. She welcomes in. She's hospitable. Are we hospitable to people? Do we invite people into our homes? Or is the door closed and shut and locked, and you have like 20 locks on your door? Nobody can breach that. Amen? Are we nurturing to people? Some of us women don't come from a nurturing kind of family, and it takes a lot for us. It takes a lot to let those barriers be broken down, those walls be broken down. I know, speaking for myself, that's a big thing for me, to allow somebody in to even unlock that first lock. That it takes a lot, and I'm learning. Amen. It's a hard thing, but I'm learning, and it takes time, but we have to continue to unlock those locks, continue to open the door, even if we're kind of peeking through there just a little bit, you know, baby steps at a time. But nurturing is a big thing for some people. Nurturing is like kind of like a question mark kind of word. Like, well, what is that? I don't even understand what nurturing means. I didn't get that. Why do I want to do that for somebody else? But little by little, we have to allow God in and to give us that nurturing spirit, because we're mothers. You would think it would come naturally, but it doesn't. It takes practice for some. Amen? Number 8, she is truly a woman of God. Proverbs 31:20-29 says, her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all. She treats everyone fairly. She's not on a big old social status and looks down on people. She doesn't, it's not third grade where you're my friend and we're not friends if somebody else is not friends with them. Amen. Equal across the board. You know, there's no favorites. There's no little groups and cliques. She loves them all. Amen. She's loved and respected by all. She's come to the place where she loves and is, everyone loves her and respects her. But it's because she's earned that respect. You know, it doesn't come easy, but respect is given when it's given. Amen. And we have to be women that love everyone. There can't be these little things going on. There's no time for all that. We have too much to do. I don't like you because you don't like them, or I don't like them because they don't like her, or I don't like, you know, not enough of these little ridiculousness. It's we don't have time for that. We're too busy. Amen. We're grown women. That's what little kids do. Amen. So she treats everyone fairly, and we have to love everybody. We're sisters in Christ. We have to love each other. No matter what, love covers a multitude of sin, and we have to look past what their shortfalls. God looks past all of ours. We have to do the same for others. Amen? Philippians 1:6 reads, "And I am certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns." Now, God's not a liar. He's going to finish what he starts. He called each and every one of us. We're precious gems to him. He's called us, and he has a great work for each and every one of us. Each one of us is called. Each one of us has a work to be done. And if we're not going to do it, sadly, he'll have to raise somebody else up. But wouldn't you want to be the one that says, "God used me. I was able to impact so many lives because of him. I was able to do this because he used me to do that. I was able to do this." But if we don't want to do it, he'll have to get somebody else to do it. Amen? If he says it, it will come to pass. Now, God's word doesn't come back void. He's going to set out to do what he's going to do. Amen? He doesn't walk away or quit on us. How many of us, we're the ones that walk away and quit on God? So many times you say, "You know what, God, I'm done. I quit." One of the guys in the home, every time you talk to him, I quit. I'm like, "No, you don't quit, brother. We still gotta continue on." Amen. He fulfills his promises to us. He has given us so many promises, and he fulfills them. It may be wait, maybe not now, but eventually, if he promised it, it's going to come to pass. Amen? And he answers our prayers. Our prayers, we may think it should be right now, it should be on my time, it should be, I haven't heard from God, so I'm just going to give up. But we have to be patient. God knows what we're going through. God knows what we've been through. He sees our hurts. He sees our cries. He hears your cries. And our prayers are going to be answered. Amen? So I just want to look back on a few things. There's a lot of things that we've learned through this year. Even though we're not finished, we still have one more class, but this year's been so powerful. It's been so amazing having all the life groups in different areas and homes and different little settings. It's been really neat. We've gotten to meet a lot of new people, a lot of new faces, and some of them aren't here with us tonight, but amen. They're still coming. Amen. So we've learned that we're loved. We learn that we're chosen. We have a great calling on our lives. God has chosen us. That we're good enough. I know some of us walk in, we're brand new, and we think, you know, what am I even doing here? What do you mean God's called me? What do you mean that I'm chosen? What do you mean I have a calling and going to do great things for God? I don't even know who I am. But we've learned so many things over the months, and we're not done yet. Amen. We've learned that he's renewed us and that our character is growing. We've learned that he's equipping us, the discipleships that we've been attending. Amen? We've learned how to take action. We've learned what our next step is going to be. That even though we're not there yet, we're getting little bit, here and there. Amen? We've learned how to overcome. We've learned how to overcome pain and suffering that we've gone through. Each one of us has a story. Each one of us has a calling. Each one of us has something that we're dealing with or that we've gone through. And we're learning how to live day by day with things. We're learning how to go along and to, even though we're going through it or we've gone through it, that we're not giving up and we're still pursuing. And so we can be an answer to somebody else's prayers, that we can be a blessing to somebody else's suffering, somebody else's sorrows. Amen? We're learning how to grow our Christian character, our things, our flaws that we're dealing with. We're learning how to overcome them, how to what's our next step? Okay, I'm here. I gave my life to God. I said the sinner's prayer. I came to church. Okay, well, now what? What's my next step? How do I learn how to grow? How do I learn how to overcome? How do I learn how to do these things? Amen? And we're learning how to take action. We're learning that God's not finished with us, that there's reasons for our pain and suffering. There's reasons for the things that we've been going through. There's reasons why we had to go through all that, why we're here, why we're our next step. Amen? And we're learning how much God loves us. Even through it all, he loves us, and we know that he's here for us. We're learning how to die to self. We're learning how to put our selfish ways. We come in and it's all about me. What can you give me? What can I get from you? But we're learning how to do all these things. Amen? And God's not finished with us. God's not done with our calling on our lives yet. God's just barely, we're just scratching the surface of what our next step is. We're learning how to be the Proverbs 31 woman. We're learning how to be nurturing. We're learning how to speak in wisdom and love and all of these things. We're learning how to do all of this. Amen? So, I just want to, I told you it was a short message tonight, but I just want to call everybody up
Amen. If we can all stand tonight. And as the worship is making their way, if we just reflect on what we heard, because we come in here as women sometimes and we don't feel like, you know, as she's reading the list of who this woman was, some of us are not like, check, that's me, check, that's me. Sometimes we struggle in areas. Amen. There's things that, you know, I'm not, that's an area where I'm not good at, you know, and I'm trying my best. But I want to encourage you right now as we create an atmosphere of worship right now, just close your eyes and maybe something really hits your heart tonight. And you begin to, when she was reading off those characteristics of the Proverbs 31 woman, you begin to evaluate your life. You begin to look at yourself and begin to say, you know what, Lord, I want to be better at that. I want to love my husband like I see my pastor's wife do. I want to love my children like I see that woman that takes, you know, her family and she cares for them. She's nurturing. I want to be that. And again, if there's something that hits your heart tonight, we want to open these altars. Because how many know just because where we're at or what we're feeling at the moment and what we think we're not, how many know God can begin to prepare that way for you? God can begin to change those areas. What God is doing is He's challenging us. Because how many know He don't want us to stay the same? We don't want to stay where we're at. If you're feeling that call, like, man, I got to change in this area. But Lord, sometimes it's hard. Oh God, sometimes it's hard to take care of that matter. Sometimes it's hard when my children are acting up, right? So I want us to come to this altar tonight as they begin to sing. And we're going to begin to pour out our hearts before God. But how many know? Because if you want change and you want to grow in those areas, God is going to begin to do that. But you have to take that step and say, Lord, here I am. Lord, I struggle here. God, it's so hard for me to do this. So as they sing, I want you to come to this altar and prepare your heart and allow God to begin to just stir you up. Begin to believe, begin to trust Him that He's able to give you what you need. He's able to take you to that next level.
Because of you, I treasure every breath I owe. I owe this to you for all that you do. To worship you, to worship you. Thank you.
on, ladies. Press in right now. You need that breakthrough. You need to press in. Come on, ladies.